is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of cleric Fethullah Gulen, now living in Pennsylvania, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Department spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen is being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The U.S. military says an American soldier was killed Tuesday in the result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Tuesday that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapons attacks. He spoke to the Security Council in New York. And he has appointed former Dutch General Patrick Kamert to investigate actions by the UN peacekeepers in South Sudan's capital last month. The spokesman says the inquiry will look into reports of attacks and whether UN forces responded properly. This is VOA News. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging encryption or codes on social media in the battle against terrorism. Lisa Bryant has more on a meeting Tuesday of French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
On what is likely his last trip to Nigeria, as Secretary of State John Kerry today told an audience at the palace of the nation's top Muslim leader, that extremist groups will only be stopped when governments cut down on corruption and offer opportunities to their young people.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry linked the fight against groups such as Boko Haram to Nigeria's long-running struggle to curb the corruption that analysts say keeps most of its 170 million people living in poverty. Nigeria's Air Force on Tuesday claimed to have killed Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau and several other high-ranking members of the group. A spokesman for the Nigerian Air Force says Shekau was fatally wounded in the shoulder when government planes bombed the Boko Haram jungle stronghold in the Sambisa forest Friday. Boko Haram did not respond to those claims. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport all 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. He says he's not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. A new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday shows Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton with a 50-42% lead over Trump. U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state.
People's lives have been upended by this flood. Local businesses have suffered some terrible damage. Families have, in some cases, lost homes. They've certainly lost possessions.
The president hoped to reassure flood victims that his administration has made their recovery a top priority. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.